Seven things you should be testing and tracking. If you're building websites to make money on the internet, you need to make sure you're tracking your results. This lets you test different options and tweak things to make more money from the same site. In this article, we're going to look at seven things you should be testing on your sites. Number one, copy. Copy can cover a lot of things: headlines or titles, content, pre-sells, basically the content of the pages on your website. This might be sales copy in the case of a sales page, or it might be the pre-sale copy on a review website. It might even be the article content that surrounds the AdSense ads on your site. Number two, graphics. You can test adding images to your pages, including product shots, images related to the topic of an article, or even highlight images like arrows and other doodles. Number three, calls to action. A call to action is anything that tells the visitor what action you want them to take. Click here to purchase, enter your name and email address, or click the like button. You should be testing the content of these calls to action: the wording, the colors, the font, etc. Number four, colors. Color is another thing that can have a major impact on your results. You should test the color of your headline font, the website background, and even items like bullet graphics or other highlight images. Even the color of the standard content font is something that you can test. Just keep in mind that a dark font on a light background is usually the most effective and easiest to read. Number five, ad placements. If you're building AdSense sites or you're including other types of ads on your page, you should be testing different sizes and placements. AdSense, for example, gives you a number of different sizes and styles of ads. Test different options to see if one gets more clicks than another. You can also try things like having the ads flush left or flush right on the page. There's no single best layout, so you should always test this yourself. Number six, the page layout. Testing different page layouts, whether WordPress themes or static HTML templates, is another good way to improve your results. This is easier to do with WordPress-based sites because it's simply a matter of changing the theme setting, but you can do it with static templates as well. You can test different page widths, layouts, color schemes, and various other factors when you compare different page layouts. And number seven, video, audio, and other media. Video, audio, and other types of media can help make your site stickier. In other words, it can make your visitors stay on your site longer. Test different types of media on your site and see if it has any effect on the actions that people take.